Chapter 8 Pinkyless Party Planning. It was unfortunate, but Twilight could already tell that Pinky's family wasn't going to be much help, even though they'd finally agreed to let Twilight put on the show. Somehow, when they'd heard it from the princess's mouth, it seemed like a better idea than it had when Pinky said it. But it was too late. They'd already hurt Pinky's feelings, and now she was trying to be serious, just to please them. All right, everypony, let's put our brains together and try to figure out how exactly Pinkie Pie does this, Twilight Sparkle said to her friends. Twilight was surrounded by books on rocks, party planning, and rock music, but she had no idea where to start. Planning a rock concert was such a big task, and there wasn't much time. Then we can figure out how to get Pinky back to her normal, silly self again. Twilight picked up a purple book called Geodes of Western Equestria and began to read aloud. A geode is a spherical stone that has a plain, rock-like appearance on the outside, but on the inside contains a glittering, shiny center that consists of... Rainbow Dash and Applejack exchanged a skeptical look. I'm sorry, Twi, but how is studying rock books going to help us plan a rock concert? Rainbow Dash asked. Unless it was a Daring Do story, Rainbow didn't care too much for reading. Shouldn't we be out there getting our hooves dirty? Maybe we should try recruiting some pony bands to perform at the show, offered Applejack. I heard that Octavia might know the bassist from Nine Inch Tails.
I could start on some decorations, said Fluttershy. Or at least try to.
Twilight closed the book. You ponies are right. This isn't getting us anywhere. Where are the Pie Sisters? Surely they have some opinions on the matter, Rarity said. It is their party, after all. I doubt it, answered Twilight as she began to use her magic to put away the stacks of books. Her horns sparkled, and the hardbacks floated gently up to their shelves, one by one. If you haven't noticed, the Pies aren't too into parties. I only got the family to agree to let us put on the concerts by telling them it was my official royal advice.
Where are they now? Asked Fluttershy, peeping out the window. They looked so lost at the party yesterday.
Twilight nodded. I completely agree. That's why Spike is giving them a tour of Ponyville. I told them that Spike was my royal tour guide, and it was a special honor to be shown around by him. They sure do look up to you, huh? Applejack said, pointing to Twilight's tiara, being a princess and all. Now, if only they'd believe me when I say the best pony for the job is Pinkie Pie, exclaimed Twilight. Then they'd see just how special she is to all of us here in Ponyville.
Don't worry, Twi, said Rainbow Dash, looking smug. Once we start putting the party together, Pinkie won't be able to help herself. I give her a few hours before she's in here calling all the shots.
Twilight looked down at her massive party to-do list. Rainbow, you've just given me a great idea. I know exactly how to get Pinky back.